Thank you so much, everyone, for coming out. Midnight. Blustery.
It's true.
Yeah.
We came out. We are real life lovers. I'm Diana.
I'm Irv.
And we are Menage a Trois.
Yeah. We host a weekly podcast on UCB Comedy Podcast Network, Sex and Relationship Program.
That's true. New episodes drop every hump day. You can get your sexy deets on that later tonight when you're home jazzing off with your laptop.
Yes. Just have a tab open. One
Think
for your jazz,
us.
One for your, this is our degenerate producer, Haas. He's wonderful.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Haas. You look great tonight.
I know. I've tried to, you know, winter it up a little bit with this flannel.
How stoned are you tonight?
Pretty stoned.
On a scale of 1 to 70, what would you say?
1 Ooh. To 70? 69.
Oh, shit!
That stoned.
Enough chit-chat, because right now we're very aroused to... Welcome a hilarious lover boy to the stage.
Swollen. You know this comedy powerhouse. You watch him on the recent series Thanksgiving, starring Amy Sedaris and Chris Elliott.
And you fap to him every Friday night, performing with the law firm right here on this very stage.
Please welcome Mr. Sebastian Canelli.
Woo woo!
Yes.
There he is, folks.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys? I'm Sebastian. Nice to see you.
So polite greeting our guests.
Of course, and it's great to be here. You look good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Haas, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, Sebastian? I look good, too.
I would have said that. No, I'll fuck with you.
No, hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm happy to be here.
Did anyone ask?
No.
Well, we're a classy podcast.
Oh, we try to be. So we like to wine and dine our guests. We rarely dine, but we do wine.
We asked Sebastian what he wanted, and he said, those big Foster cans, and we failed to get them for him.
Yeah. Well, there's the grocery store above here. Won't plug any names, but they were out of it. There was a whole row that had it said Foster's. It was all there, and they just didn't have any.
Rhymes with Yeastities.
Yes.
The grocery store.
Why did that take me more than half a second to
I
process?
Should have said it earlier. I apologize.
It took me a long time, too.
That's all right. So they're out of that. So we got Dick Yingling here.
We just have a shit ton
and
of
here. And a mixed grab bag.
Well, that's all. I just want something big.
Yes.
To be honest with you. When big. I'm from Staten Island, and the Staten Island Ferry, they sell the Foster's can, and the trip would be like 20 minutes on the ferry. So I would get it, and we would try to finish it before we got to the other side.
And then you barf.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motion of the ocean. Yeah, that's great. I do love that the ferry, that you're just, it's open container. You can just go.
Yeah, it's actually, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's a terrible experience if you're just commuting and doing that.
I also love that the Staten Island accent, you saying Foster's, has a little bit, I mean, where is it meeting with Australia? Because the whole campaign of the Australian for, you know, Foster's Australian for beer.
Foster's. I guess Foster's. And I got four. Now we sound like we're Boston. Boston.
We got lost somewhere in Boston. We got lost in Boston.
Wicked fucking shit cocked. That's how they say drunk in Boston.
That was a great Boston.
I had a roommate.
Oh, we all had
at one time. So Sebastian, are you single? Looking to mingle?
No, I'm in a long-term relationship.
Long-term. Short distance, long-term.
I guess short distance, we live together, so that's as short a distance as it could be.
Yeah, no need to Skype sex.
No, but she's actually out of town this weekend. Yeah, so I got the house to
So
myself.
You're just doing podcasts.
I'm doing the sex podcast when my girlfriend's out of town.
Then gotta hop the ferry and get a big old Foster's car.
You know, Haas has recently become a single gentleman.
That's true, yeah. I'm on the market again.
It took you about a year.
Yeah, well, you know, it had its run, and now here I am, and broken. And...
You have HIV now, right?
No. I'm not positive.
You're not positive you don't have HIV. All right. So what do you think about
that's
dating
still,
here?
That goes above the 69 for me, though. The 1 out of 70, 69. I think that HIV positive is in first place for you right now.
Thank you so much.
It's
all right,
a
number
game.
You know what? Throughout the night, amazing. Let's just keep rating them.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Let's keep a tally.
Yeah, that was good, dude. I like that.
Wow, thank you so much. If anyone in the audience wants to also like chime in, let me know how I'm doing. I would love that.
Yeah, please just scream stuff.
Just shout
Haas.
Out at Haas how he's
we
doing.
I appreciate that.
If you think he needs a hand.
What do you think about dating in New York?
Like, going on dates with my girlfriend, or like...
Yes.
What do I think about that? I mean, it's pretty good. We go to restaurants and shit.
We just like to get people's opinion. Like, were you always with your girlfriend?
No. I guess, I was from Staten Island before, and that's more of like a suburban place. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of like a lot of car, a lot of driving and hanging out in a car, kind of.
Hanky-panky in the backseat.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit of fun,
but I never had a car, so I would always have to rely. And when I got a car, it was my dad's Chevy Cavalier, which is a very tiny car, and I'm a monster of a man. So
I think that explains the Foster can love. You want to just look like a regular beer can.
I do. I want to look like a normal person with a big, like, oh, that big thing's normal size because that man's so big. But this works out too. This Yingling told
me behind the wheel of the Cavalier with the big Foster's can. I picture that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful image.
So is city dating more like hooking up on the train?
Yeah. I did know these people that would, I swear to God, this isn't me, and I'm not just saying that. I did know these people that would take the train all the way to South Ferry, and they would stay in that one car that doesn't open, and they would hook up in that car.
Whoa. Are we those people?
South Ferry Slurp. That's what it is.
We just finger on the F train.
That's awesome.
Especially above ground. When it gets to the above ground levels, that's when the light comes in and you're just like a vampire.
You have two stops to finger.
Knuckles deep and you're like... It's a very...
Of course. 275 for that view. You know? You're hanging out, looking... That's awesome. You're with a beautiful person.
Yes, just getting off, you know? Just living life.
Hey, that's sweet.
Yeah. And then I was in college after that, and that was kind of like just college, you know?
Yeah, college.
College in town or out of town?
I went to Manhattan College in Riverdale, so that was kind of city life, but kind of like we had a house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because it's like kind of like a big Jewish, they actually filmed a bunch of scenes from The Godfather up there. Uh-huh. So it's like kind of suburban and nice and neighborhood.
So you get the college-y feel, but
yes.
You're still in the city.
Yeah, that's they cool. Filmed The Beautiful Mind on the set of my college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Oh.
No need now to go back.
No.
So many other movies that have come out since then.
He's crazy. That's like the big takeaway. He's a genius,
yeah.
But
crazy.
Some shit was bad.
All the good ones are.
Yeah.
That's a great review of the
movie. Yeah.
Genius, but some shit was bad.
Yeah, I do movie reviews all the time. Any movie, you better believe it.
Speaking of brain chemistry, what do you guys say we slide on over to Sexy Science?
Please.
What do we do here, Lover?
Well, here we like to rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
These are topical articles that discuss matters of the hearts and parts. So we want to get your take on this. This hot little number comes to us from The Sun. Title of this is Pubic Hair Removal in the U.S. at an All-Time High.
Wow.
That's a distant third place to HIV in 69.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like a zero, has. All right, so basically, research shows that pubic hair removal has increased by at least 5% every year in the U.S. since 2000, especially among 18 to 25-year-olds across the USA. Currently, 92% of women maintain some form of scheduled remover and 6 to 8% of men.
Yeah, so, and which of course we know this has been trending in this direction, but since it says in 2015, the number of adults ditching their pubes is triple what it was to a similar study in 95, which makes sense to me if it was
triple.
Like 1970, but 95 to 2015.
So in 22 years, it's tripled.
In 20 years, it's tripled. I mean, I'm not going
to
do the math.
95 triple
times
19
22.
To 2017.
It's a lot more. It's a lot more. And it's 18 to 25.
It's interesting because like a lot of ladies grow out their like armpit hair and their like their leg hair nowadays.
Yeah.
I would think that they would be cool with the pubes too.
That is a weird thing. I don't know. I'm worried that we're just becoming a hairless society.
I say rock the hair.
You gotta.
Rock the hair.
I mean, you gotta. I have no choice. This would be a nightmare to maintain.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way. It goes all the way down and up.
There's no break?
No, there's no break. It's just like a carpet. It's just a shag guard.
There's not a break, but
Cheetos.
There's a delineation between, like, like it's like hair, and then like hair, like
yeah,
like concentration changes.
It's true.
Like,
no, the level, yeah, the
it
level.
It sounds
changes.
Angrier too.
Oh, it gets furious towards the south.
I always wonder when you see like a guy on the beach who has like, you know, he's just hairless. Is it also hairless for his pubes too, or is there just like a clear line of hair? Like, what's going on now?
Well, like when Murph shaves his neck, there is like a line here where the chest hair starts.
Right.
I can only imagine what's going on.
Because otherwise, it's just like awkward. It's just like it sort of just like ends and begins.
Wow.
Kind of like the hair on your head and stuff, and all other hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wearing a hat for a reason, so.
I'm not a hairy guy. I like, when I remember being younger, I really wanted a happy trail.
Did you ever like try to like put little fake hairs glued onto your tongue?
I wish I did.
Wish I thought of that.
I wish I did.
The happy trail was the very first part where it was like, I had a happy trail for about 2 months and I was like, this is cool. And then it turned from a happy trail into the nightmare that my wife just described.
A happy highway.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I'm not very hairy either, but I do have pubes. And
take that.
I do a little trimming sometimes, but I mostly just like rock a bush.
What's the full wax, the full bald in the pubes region is a very interesting.
It's weird.
Choice.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's like I'd rather the full because if you're gonna do it, you need to commit to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stubble's not where you want to be.
The stubble, because that's just like a little like a 5 o'clock shadow. You don't want that.
Yes. No.
No.
You're on a 5 o'clock shadow at 2 a.m.
No way.
It's like your vagina like looks like your dad.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's the last person I want to be thinking about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't want that. It's like when Murph, when you have this grown out, it hurts to kiss.
Yes, the sticks.
And you don't
scratch.
Want that on the pubes.
No. There's no hurt down here. Also, my pubes started to reach. I've as I get older, I feel like it's like a, I don't know if it's the rings of a tree. But it's like feels
yeah.
like my pubes grow further down my dick. It's not just on my like. If I start to shave to really shave, which I did as a prank once, I actually need to shave like the base of my shaft actually has hairs on it. It's not just on the.
That's unbelievable.
You know the pubic bone. It's believe it.
Honestly, you know what's so fucking cool about this? I never could sit with another grown man and hear about his dick like this.
Yeah, and
so
specificity.
This is awesome, because I don't have any of that.
Yeah, no, well.
You don't have pubes?
No, I do.
You also have a blonde, is it a little blonde, a little
yeah,
dirty blonde?
Yeah, it's darker.
Yeah,
it's,
oh, you darken it.
Yeah, it's like, I darken it up.
Sure. Just for men.
Yeah.
I don't trim, but I'll dye.
Well, you're getting, you have one white mustache hair, one white eyelash, and one white chest hair.
Uh-oh, there's going to be one white pube,
one long white pube, just growing out of the tip of my dick,
yeah.
Right out of the slip. We'll have to pluck it once a year.
Wait,
how far do you think it's going to make its way down?
Oh, I don't have a long dick, so probably, I'd say right now, it's like one-eighth of the way. So seven-eighths of the shaft and the head of my penis, all inclusive. Are hairless.
You do the math.
There's a lot of math
in
the episode.
No, it's 95, it's tripled, it's 7/8.
We'll tweet a diagram when the app comes out.
Yeah.
I started really trimming my pubes because I usually would sort of just let it go. Thank you. I was waiting for a compliment. But I really started trimming them back and I feel better about it because it makes your penis look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm worried about that in any way.
Yeah. I trimmed my pubes.
I guess, yeah.
And I pulled like my, I pulled the pube out to like snip it, and I snipped part of my labia.
Oh,
and it was so fucking painful. I like
of
cut
course.
My skin. And then I'm like, oh, now I'm bleeding out of my vagina, but it's not like something I can use a tampon for because it's on the outside.
Is it like a mouth cut that heals quick? I feel so embarrassed. I feel so embarrassed. Oh my god.
No, that's
what are you doing to me?
I think if it had been like the inside tissue would have been like that, but uh-huh. It was more just like this, you know, and it just took like
just
a
like
year
regular
to
skin.
Heal.
Oh,
do you put a band-aid on it? Or
you can't. It's way too sweaty for a band-aid.
Yeah.
I basically just like put toilet paper over it, almost like a shaving cut, and just like it sucks.
You just got a glob on, yeah.
Well, all right.
Well,
thank you for sharing that.
Wow,
that's really honest and awesome.
We all learned a lot about each other.
Don't trim drunk.
No. I shaved once. It was horrible.
With the razor?
Your razor burn.
With the Bic?
I must have been like 14 or something. And I remember just sitting in class and like itching like crazy.
Yep.
And I left and I went and looked at my privates and I had a panic attack.
It looks like a disease.
Something happened.
Just little globlets of blood.
Yeah. And I wasn't sexually active, but I thought something happened. I was like, somehow I didn't fuck yet, but I did it wrong.
It's like when Mary got pregnant with Jesus without fucking.
Yes.
You got like
the immaculate
crabs.
Yeah, the immaculate maintenance, pube maintenance.
An angel came down and said, "I bless you with my HPV." people hate the HPV reference. I'm so sorry about that.
It hits too close.
I'm gonna say that's like a 3 or 4 ranking for you.
No, we're ranking you.
Yeah,
guys.
Dude.
You don't rank the rankers.
Great.
Speaking of losers, let's slip on over to Listener Left.
That's a nice transition.
I love you.
Listener mailbag.
So people, they tweet at us, they email us, they stop us on the street.
It's true.
Shave our pubes and ask us advice questions. Sebastian, we're shitty at giving advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been able to tell already.
Will you help
us? We want you to help us.
Great.
Help these people. Haas, what's going on?
Our first question comes from Dan in Pittston, Pennsylvania, via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Danny says, "I've been masturbating in my backyard a lot lately, and now my lawn is greener and more full in spots that used to be dead and brown. Am I onto something here?"
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, yeah, if you want us to attempt to take this seriously for 5 seconds.
Like he wants a job going around jerking off on people's lawns.
I mean, I hired a landscaper. Here you are jerking off all over my property.
Yeah, I think that's just like.
I have a pube.
Murph has a pube.
I have a long
mouth.
White pube.
That feels like a loophole for just like exhibitionism.
Yes.
Like you're saying.
Yes.
But also, if you think it's working, you can do it to your own lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But how close are the neighbors? That's like the big question on my mind.
Where's the property line?
Yeah.
We don't know.
It doesn't say here.
It
can't be more specific.
Yep, doesn't add those details.
I mean, also fertilizer in terms of biology, this is an impossibility. I'm comfortable saying.
I masturbated once in public, and it was on a bus, but I was the only person on it.
Well, no, I remember that bus, the 61. There's a tree. A tree grew there. Where you masturbate?
Tree grew where I masturbated.
I remember that bus. I ride that bus once a week.
To visit my child.
Yeah, no, semen is fertilizer. I'm going to say no. Miracle-Grow is like, that's heavy chemical.
No.
You know, unless you're ingesting. I mean, I don't know. You eat pineapples?
No, but the surface area logically doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, like one blade of grass grew from his little.
Oh, yeah. Because
how much is he coming?
Yes.
It can't cover that much area.
No.
This seems like a dude being like, how awesome is my jizz?
It does.
And it's not true.
My jizz can grow life from where there was once death. You're a spectacular asshole, Dan. Thank you.
It's
technically
your,
true, which is awesome.
That's yeah.
But
if I can make a baby, I can make a front lawn.
I think it's just that you buried your wife there, you fucking asshole.
Oh, yes.
Right,
is this a clue? Get back to us with more clues.
Dan.
Helped.
Check in. All right.
We're one for one.
We're doing great here. All right, same question is from Keisha in Chicago via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Keisha asks, shit.
I have a huge lawn and it won't stop growing.
I can only get off while singing along to Maroon 5.
No.
Especially moves like Jagger. Last weekend, a dude walked out of me midstream and laughed in my face. That's a great song, right?
Wow.
Wait, so the advice question is moves like Jagger a great song? Is that the...
I think it's more she has a bad taste in music and she's hooking up with somebody and they left.
I'm going to give you a reading, a 2. It's just such a complicated question, you know?
Oh, is it complicated?
Ooh, yeah.
Right back at you.
Little Seth.
It is. It's confusing.
It is confusing.
So what are we being asked? That's not a good song. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's as shitty as a lot of songs. I don't know.
Sunday morning was good. I'll go on record. If she was saying Sunday morning and orgasming to that, I would be like, all right, I get that.
I could come to Sunday
morning. It would just be rough It's hard when you're too far in, like you've already committed to having sex with somebody, and then they do something weird during, and you're like, oh my God, we've already slept together, you know?
Yeah, you probably, I mean, getting up and laughing, I mean, you probably, I feel like you've lived a very comfortable life if someone just sang moves like Jagger in the bedroom, and that was just too much for you to walk out. It's funky,
so,
but it's not.
That's so judgy. People do all kinds of weird shit when they're coming. You make weird, you know, faces.
Will you show us your O face?
No, but I will say, I had a moment where I coughed and like a little like phlegm came out as a smoker. Like, you know, weird shit happens.
Like you jizzed phlegm out of your mouth?
I did. I sort of like cum shot out of my throat and out of my dick at the same time. It was not a good moment.
It must have felt great though, because it was like double release.
The release?
Yeah.
Did you fart also at the same time?
I wish. I mean, just like release everything.
That's how you want to die.
Like Hans got those moves. Like, so sexy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh.
I don't know. Just let the girl sing a song, you know? Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
I'd like to share a tale.
Uh-oh.
In college, I made love to a man, and afterwards, he held up the condom. I'm sorry, I know I've told this on the podcast before, but it's relevant.
It's pretty,
he held up the condom right after we boned, and he said, "There's my army." And I was like, no, we just had sex!
Sounds like someone who would spread that seed around a lawn and be like, this is my army, it's doing
work. Oh my God,
work.
It's him.
Yeah, you feel very special about
it. But you just
little,
immediately
little mess you made.
Feel regret.
Did you then immediately throw away the arm?
I was just like, oh, cute.
Yeah.
See you later.
The invading army.
Yeah.
You went to war with that army.
Yeah.
You won.
W took us to war.
Yeah, that's why.
It was a tough time. Yeah, that was... The invasion of Iraq was around that time, yeah?
Yeah, right around the Iraq.
You were lied to, but yeah, there's condom bombs everywhere.
Condom bombs everywhere! All right.
I try not to say anything.
Yeah. When you come?
Yeah.
Silence? This goes to a full... Is he no longer with us, or has he ejaculated? I love that.
I just,
keep him guessing.
I just go, that's my moment.
Yeah, let me have this.
I'll say, well, I guess I share that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You've said too much?
But you're also a performer, you know? That's not your... That's your time to just to enjoy. You're not there to put on, theatrics.
Yeah, please, anything I say it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Anything you say right after you come, the first thing is always weird.
Yeah. Well, you lose your mind temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
For at least a few seconds, I feel like there's a disconnect.
Hey, Sebastian, where are you looking when you come?
Oh, Jesus.
Making eye contact? Where are we talking?
Yeah, ideally.
Hell yeah.
That's all. Yeah,
I'm all about strong eye contact.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Connect.
That's like a nice
personal moment.
That's like a nice connection. You're right. But like, if you're making eye contact, you don't need to like say anything.
No, it's all in the eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, window to the soul and to the army.
Say with your eyes.
Yeah,
your
and
army.
It is even weirder if you say something weird and you're making aggressive eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah, the army comment has to be made like kind of looking down at the rug. It's like you just float that and then hope for the best.
Dear Lord.
All right, two for two. Helped.
Wow.
Helped.
All right. Well, lastly, JJ DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio. He wonders, hey, you two are always asking your cute little sections. Well, here's one for you. What color would you fuck?
What? Is somebody
sassy? I like the aggression. No, yeah, I like the aggressive...
Is this like an aura question?
I think you could read into it as an aura. I don't know what the aura is.
What color are you attracted to?
Fuchsia. I like
red?
Fuchsia.
I'm like a bull. I'm like...
Yeah. Red's
the
sexy
red.
Color.
Yeah.
Like a cold blue.
A cold blue.
That's
like,
nice. Or like a wet blue. I don't know.
Like a military, like a navy?
Yeah. Like a navy. You could roll around in a navy, sure.
I don't understand the question.
It's a cold wet blue.
I guess, what color would I fuck? I don't know.
A fuchsia.
Whichever one would fuck me. To be sure to
hot. Just look up at the rainbow and be like, hey, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going to.
If you're down, I'm not going to kick a color out of bed for... Being a color, yes.
Yeah, dude, orange is chill, red is cool, I'd fuck green.
Indigo?
Ooh! Yeah, indigo and violet are like, I've been here before.
They're twins.
You want to get those at the same time?
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you do.
So I hope we really helped this person.
I think you helped. Three for three.
Wow.
Three for
three.
You did a great job.
It was because of you.
Thanks,
we rarely go 3 for 3.
Wow.
But speaking of those sections, those cute little sections that we got called out for, these are sections for our guest, Sebastian Canelli.
Whoa.
They're rapid-fire sex questions.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, 6 sections.
None of them are as good as what color would you fuck? So.
Okay.
All right. Sections begins now. Sebastian, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
A love chair.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Sarah Michelle Gellar back in Buffy.
Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Extraordinary.
Which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
Crying monkey closing their eyes.
I got the message.
If you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
If I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Great.
Oh, Steven Tyler gets it every time. Show us your most orgasmic dance move.
This is a great podcast one.
Yep.
He's wiggling his hips.
Ooh, yes.
Very sexy.
Oh, that felt like the South Ferry slurp. I think that felt reminded me of many a trip to South Ferry. Haas, what would you if you're trying to rank the rankers?
I mean, that was a sexy ass dance.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever moved like that before. That was the first time I ever moved my top and bottom like that.
Your bottom looked at your top like, what the hell is going on?
Our podcast inspires sensuality.
I know.
Yeah. There were dips, there were thrusts, there were twists.
Ooh, dips, thrusts, twists. I'm glad you give the listeners something.
The trifecta.
Yeah, I'm just like
trying. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Damn, so good.
Oh my God, dude. It was before I even understood what was going on. You know,
you just tried to shave at school when you came home and Buffy was on.
I was younger than that. I must have been 4th or 5th grade. And I remember I bought like a picture book of her and I kept it under my pillow. A picture book of her at the school fair.
Yes.
And I kept it under my pillow and I was like, this is everything. And then I watched the movie Cruel Intentions.
Oh, I was gonna say.
And I went nuts because she goes, I'm going to fuck your brains out. And I go, holy shit. This was not the picture books. And the dude's name is Sebastian. And you never hear a person's name is Sebastian.
That's
and this
true.
Was already when I had a crush on her. So it was just next level at that point.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
you didn't even have to touch it, did you?
No, well, I wasn't even getting down like that at that point.
Oh, so it was more of a...
It was just like emotional.
Emotional, yeah.
It was just a straight up emotional connection with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sounds powerful.
Yeah, and her beautiful, beautiful body.
She's a sexy lady.
I love how legendary you said that.
Beautiful,
it was the most, the
cat
girl was the best.
Wait, and the furniture, did you say a love
chair?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a lazy boy, right? Or no, it's like a love seat.
Well, I think a lazy boy is the opposite of love chair.
Yeah, the lazy boy is I'm just lounging.
Yeah.
A love chair is a two-seater.
A two-seater.
A love seat. I just never heard love chair.
Oh, yeah, I was wrong.
Oh. You're like a fuck stool.
Yeah.
A lazy boy fucks a love seat.
A love chair. You know, the thing is, when I sit in a love seat, I like to pretend it's a chair sometimes.
With your big Fosters?
Yeah, because I'm so big, I put my arms on both.
I mean, yeah, most love seats are built for pretty slender folks. I mean.
We almost broke ours. We were shooting a series, and it was just like an antique. We're trying to...
It was a rental.
Get, you know, busy on it, and the thing was just about to give out.
Yeah, the legs
wouldn't
were
recommend
buckling.
It.
That's scary. Yeah. That's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
When the furniture just collapses.
I know.
Especially in the
when
moment.
When furniture turns on you.
Oh, we've had it. We've had our kitchen chair buckled.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it did.
I think that's when someone stops. That's my fear. If a piece of furniture breaks while I'm having sex... I think that's when the person stops having sex with me forever.
That's a moves like Jagger moment.
Yeah. You get up and you walk
you get
out.
And say, all right, we're going to chalk this one up to.
Yeah. It could also just be an earthquake.
Or you're just so, you know, you're so attentive. You're so good. You're just going. You're just going so hard that the turn down for what, right? Everybody's just falling through the goddamn floor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you, like, fuck the wall to death?
That's how I interpreted that.
See, but I think I'm more insecure than horny.
Yeah.
Wow. That makes,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Insecure above horny.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Well, you're a young buck yet.
Yeah, maybe I'll get horny.
You did date yourself with that Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Buffy, I was like, oh man, I think I've gotten older.
Yeah, we're way older now. Yeah.
I broke someone's bed one time.
Okay, gotcha.
It was like an IKEA bed.
They weren't home.
No, they're home.
Oh, that's the winner. That's the winner right there.
I saw just a little piece into the bed.
Surprise to you. No, I broke a bed. It was really embarrassing. Yeah, it was like a cheap IKEA bed where it was just like slats of wood and I just snapped a bunch of them. And
doing what?
Fucking
yourself.
Did it keep going? Well, you were jerking off in a bed next to someone. This story took a turn.
No. I was having sex with somebody. It was a one-night stand. I broke their bed.
But did you keep going?
Well, we did it on the floor to finish.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, I'm single.
One lady in the back goes,
Yeah.
We know you're single.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's the bottom.
Single and HIV. Not positive or negative, but I think at this point we're HIV. Eh. Is that where we're at?
No. HIV neutral.
Neutral. Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Speaking of HIV, what do you say we get it wet?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Wet. What do we do here, lover?
Well, we're gonna have a contest between the three of us, and Haas is actually now gets the chance to judge. He gets to sit on his high horse.
I am the judge, indeed.
We gather excerpts from various mediums that were not written to be sexy at all, but we try to put on our most sultry voices.
Whoa.
And try to make these things. Wet, get it wet, make it wet.
Make it wet, get it wet.
Get it wet.
I don't know where the things are.
I have.
Haas, you got them?
Oh.
So our source material this day is we're going to make Squatty Potty, the manual, the little like, we're gonna make that very
squatty
sexual.
Potty.
Yeah.
Does anyone have one of these? People are ranting and raving about this.
It's how you like squat to
squat. Oh, you're supposed to.
Did you fuck on your Squatty Potty and break it?
You don't need to answer my screaming questions into the audience.
All right, so we have to make these sexy, right, Oz?
Indeed.
All right.
Indeed. You have to take the write-up for Squatty Potty and make it sexy.
Murph, do you always win this?
The sexy time?
Yeah.
I commit to it every time.
Why don't you think I would win? Sebastian!
Just my days as a 900 number operator, yes.
Murph is a famous voiceover actor, so it makes sense.
No, it's just
in certain 900 circles.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. But like, you just have a sexy voice.
Thank you.
I mean, your voice is great.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we're gonna lead with Murph. Okay. So we'll start with Murph.
All right.
Oh my.
You've got the write up there from Squatty Potty's manual. Let me get wet.
Using your new Squatty Potty, complete elimination is as easy as 1, 2, 3, 1. Sit. Squatting? Yes, it really works. Relearn the first thing you ever learned. Your body relies on a bend in the colon where your poop lives. And this is in the manual?
Yeah.
And the anus where your poop says hi.
Nice.
To keep everything stored until showtime. What? Who wrote this manual? Were they 10? Were they 10 years old?
It's in the manual. I can retype it.
Just was translated as is. All right. Well, next up we have Diana.
Hello.
That was my penis.
Thank you, husband.
I IPO his penis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, you smoke the pot, but do you smite the potty?
Oh, damn. Here I go.
The listeners will never get that face.
Step 2. Elevate. Your puborectalis muscle keeps your poop in place by kinking your colon like a garden hose. While you're sitting or standing, this is helpful for when you're sitting and you don't want to poop, but unhelpful for when you're sitting and you do want to poop.
Ooh. Ooh, yes.
That was good.
Wait, to combine poop and the pubo, it's a combination of scientific and silly. I like whoever wrote this manual. I'm coming around now.
And I don't know if puborectalis is a way to say that, but...
You want
to
know?
That was in Jurassic Park, I believe. That was the first...
Yes, that they made that first, and then they went to the T-Rex.
And they went to the T-Rex, yeah. The puborectalis, yeah, that thing ran wild.
I like glance at my paper and I saw that word and I go, oh shit, there's a big word. But I'm happy you said it because no matter, now I could just say what you said.
Yeah, and I fucked up maybe.
Yeah, who cares?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No, only Michael Crichton knows.
And people. Well, yeah, I mean, last week we have Sebastian.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. He just came like Oz.
Oh, that does feel good.
Three. Eliminates. Your colon sweet spot comes with the squat.
Oh.
This is the only position in which the puborectalis muscle fully relaxes, which straightens the kink and allows for a complete elimination without any straining. Mm-hmm. Bombs away.
Was that the old ad lib or that's on?
No, that's on here.
Yes. Yes.
Bombs away.
Yes.
It's real.
Also, not written to be sensual. I don't know if that's the case in this squatty body.
Yeah.
Oz, what do you feel?
Wow, this is such
what made you feel things?
This is such a tough deliberation for me. Because Murph, you're great.
Murph killed it.
And Diana, you know, you're good.
Diana stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, no.
I mean, this is why I don't talk after sex.
But now you have to, when you lock eyes, go, bombs away.
Go, army men.
That's your army.
Sweet squatty potty.
All right, but I'm going to, all right. You know what? The winner is Sebastian.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was robbed.
Oh, I won't try to single anyone out again, but if anyone can cheer for the squatty potty being a legitimate thing, is it good? Is it a yay or nay in the audience? Anyone know?
Yay! We got one yay.
Beautiful.
I hear it's awesome.
I trust her.
Yeah.
She's got a cool hat.
I feel like I've been shitting the wrong way for forever, basically.
Yeah, I would 100% get one, but then you have people come over and you gotta like hide it.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, and it's a big thing to hide.
Yeah.
My apartment's not big enough to hide a squatty every time someone comes over.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
I prefer the bidet, frankly, if we're talking about like technological advances in the toilet.
I can't wait. I'm going to Europe. I literally am
the best.
So excited.
Yeah. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm done wiping my ass.
I get that.
Just give a spritz and let's move on.
Well, that's nice. Why you want to do the poop before the shower.
Yes.
Not, you got to wipe, but like, it's
not as well.
Not.
Yeah,
you're my man, dude.
Right. You know, you're getting in the shower. Everything gets clean.
No, you got to get the clumps out before
yes.
the shower.
You got to get the heavy.
Make sure there's no turtle heads dangling before you get in the shower. But then from there, it all mixes in the drain.
This is a real.
We all shit in the shower? Come on, who's pretending they don't shit in the shower?
You shit in our shower?
Wait, you shit in the shower?
Shit in the shower.
Oh, jeez. Well,
wow.
This is making
I'm a jerk, I guess.
This is making me feel like we should all go on a date.
Oh, yes.
Something we call virtual sugar.
That dial-up modem gets everybody going.
Yeah,
So we want to see you in action. We know you are not single, but we want to see what would happen if you were single.
Oh.
So basically you're going to pick a name out of here, Haas, Murph, or Diana, and then improvise a date.
Awesome.
He's opening the paper.
Fuck yeah!
Diana!
Dirty Diana!
Hell yeah! Right.
I'll use my sexy voice. Right, let's do this. All right, ready?
Yep.
Date begins now. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, how you doing? You look great.
Oh, thanks. This is such a fun idea. I've never been on the Staten Island Ferry.
Of course. Are you kidding me? It's awesome. We could get some snacks. We could sit. And I like it because it's like just a place to talk.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. But and drink, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an alcoholic. Did you say something?
No. Okay. That's hard, you know. You sure you want a drink?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to be able to, like, hang out, so.
Awesome. Okay.
Can I get you guys, you want some Fosters?
Oh, yeah. We'll get two Fosters, right? You
yeah,
like
two for me.
Okay,
Two of the big boys?
Two of the big
two
boys.
Two big boys for you?
Yes, please.
Two Fosters, and I'll have one myself, too.
Great.
Great, I got it.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. You want some nachos? They do these nachos with the cheese from the machine.
Oh, yes,
killer
totally.
Killer cheese machine nachos.
Yeah,
they're
it's
killer.
Good. You ever put those cheese on the french fries?
You know I do. I put those cheese on my cereal. I sneak some cheese on. Like, don't tell anybody.
I use that cheese.
I sneak the cheese on. I use it on a lot.
That's all. I love
it's
that.
Good.
I used that cheese as lube once in college.
Oh, that burned me. I did it.
I got such a bad infection. I had to be hospitalized.
Oh my. That's.
Then I gave birth to a cheese baby.
Well, that's a lot more than I just jerked off of my mother's house with it, and that was the end of it. It chafed a little, and that was it. But you were pregnant from the cheese? Is that what you said?
I think, I don't know what really happened. I was pretty drunk.
Well, we'll just have the three fosters
in there. Sure.
Sebastian, tell me about yourself. I feel like I've just been going off on my alcoholism and my vagina burning.
Oh, yeah. I have two sisters. I have a twin sister and an older sister.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's,
you're a twin.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk through your brain?
No. We did go to every, we were in every grade together up until 8th grade, where we went to different high schools then, which is nice because she like kind of kept me on course for like my school. She like always made sure I did my homework, which actually I think like education as like a young kid is very important because that's when your brain's like really growing and
that's
stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
I was told I had a twin in the womb, but my mom's body like absorbed her.
That's hard, you know? Usually it's someone else. Usually actually the other twin eats.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's actually very unusual that your mom's body absorbed the twin. But I mean, that's hard. I mean, twins are cool. It's sharing a birthday's hard, so
worked
it.
When is your birthday?
Oh, shit. Is that... Sebastian!
Oh.
Yo, dog.
Oh, God.
Yo, it's your
my nacho guy.
Who's that?
Yo, it's your homie.
What's up, dude?
Yo, I haven't seen you in the neighborhood in a minute.
I know, dude.
Are you on a date? I'm not trying to make this awkward.
No, you already did. It's okay, though.
Okay, yo, hold on. I'm just going to do an extended handshake with you.
You
don't remember it anymore.
No,
oh, damn.
My bad, dude.
I forgot. You forgot about the neighborhood.
No, I'm just trying to...
Did you forget about your neighborhood?
No, I did not forget about my neighborhood, okay?
You forgot about your roots, dog.
No, I did not forget about my roots, okay? It's good to be on the ferry, you know? It's really nice.
Get back on the nachos. It's $31.
Yeah.
$31?
Yeah.
Introduce me to your lady friend.
Oh, this is Diana.
Hi.
What's up?
What up?
Don't look her up and down.
Oh, sorry.
He's got wandering eyes.
I know.
She had a cheese
baby.
No,
it's actually a lazy eye, but anyway.
Yeah.
You have a lazy eye,
but the other
one's a hard worker.
Hell yeah.
I like that. That's funny.
Oh, thank you.
And, I'm working.
I'm so funny
I'm
once
working
I'm
so hard over here.
Okay.
Anyway, yo.
Yo, it's good to see you, dude.
Do you want to catch up?
Nah. is that cool, though?
I'll just be over there watching.
Get back by the nachos.
Oh my God, he just fell off the ferry.
It's okay. They have like a whole system for this. It happens much more frequently than you would actually think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have a ton of life preservers. That's why they actually have attendants standing outside. It's very dangerous, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
dangerous. Kind of sexy, I guess, you know, for a date.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like, what if we just like fell off and died together?
No,
it's $31, and I'm going to give you a free piece of advice. Dive in the water, man. Swim away. It sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm trying to not move my mouth while I talk.
Does
it help?
No, yeah.
She knows what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the hearing. She can hear you, though. You're not like whispering.
I was going to write it on there and see, but...
It's okay. Thanks, man. I would just... It's first date, you know?
Yeah.
No worries.
Great.
There you go.
31.
Take a buck, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for standing up for me back there.
Of course.
I liked how you said it's a first date, because it is.
Yeah. So you live, this must be a trek for you. You live all the way out in Queens.
Yeah, I live in Queens.
Yeah.
It was a big trek for me. I had to pay the Uber driver a lot of money.
You took an Uber?
Yeah, I took an Uber.
You took an Uber to take the free Staten Island ferry?
Yeah, I took an Uber to the bus and then took the bus to the ferry.
Oh, okay. You live far away from the trains and stuff like that?
Yeah, I live really far away. Just by myself. I live by myself far away.
Is that like I should come over or something?
Oh my God, yeah, you should totally come over.
No,
How do you feel about cats?
Oh, I have one. They're nice, yeah.
Cool. What's your cat's name?
Mama.
Mama, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, she was a mom to a ton of other cats. I guess that's the only thing that she could be a mom to.
Yeah.
Right?
Scientifically.
Yeah, yeah.
But. Oh my god, guys. Oh, I'm so wet. I got back on the boat.
Yeah, yeah, of course they gotta let you back.
Well,
I'm so wet.
I'm glad that no one died in that.
He survived.
He did survive. I'd written him off, frankly.
Sebastian, I apologize. I made that real hard for you. But you were a very gentleman. A very gentleman.
I'm a very gentleman.
You are a very gentleman.
That's all I know how to do is be a gentleman.
I mean, also first dates to
be
as you know, there was enough events there. You walk away from a first date being like, there's at least something to talk about.
Yeah, that's a story.
The first date on this, to take the Staten Island Ferry is a great move for a first date.
Yeah, and anything that is like an activity that you could talk about, but you're not like looking at something.
Yeah.
And, like, you like, oh, look at that. Like, it's not like occupying your whole conversation, you know?
Agreed. Active dating.
Mm-hmm.
Were your friends like that?
Yeah.
Nice. Me too.
Yeah. Where are you from again?
Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting,
yeah.
Huh? No, but you know what I mean, though, right?
Oh, no, I do. It's just like, we just grew up with trash.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you see their depressing posts on Facebook. It makes them feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great
Like, my
look.
Buddy Joe just got out of jail.
That's
arrested
news.
Again.
Right. Of course, you know, they always do.
Yeah. Before the Facebook can even
I'm
be
from
posted
Portland,
on the
Oregon, and everyone just recycles.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait, we got a woo for Portland, yeah.
Got another sad woo.
Happy place to be from. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania is where I'm from, and it was recently by some sort of study by a Harvard guy and a guy from Canada. This is the saddest place in the United States of America.
Let's give it a round
the
of applause.
Scranton Wilkes-Barre
wow.
metro area, saddest place.
Really?
In the United States, yeah.
Is there a reason?
Just the coal died and people just can't get over it. Everyone's
I would say
drunk
coal
and everyone's
and
on
the
drugs.
Meth. The meth, too.
The heroin
was
my
heroin. Oh, it's a heroin town.
That's the same as Staten Island. It's a big heroin town now.
Yep.
Heroin.
Yeah, it's making a comeback.
It's
everyone's fucking heroin. Loves that shit now.
Yeah.
Oh. I wish I was here for the
Oh,
resurgence.
Somebody doesn't like heroin.
Oh, this joke.
Or someone can't resist going out for a quick fix.
He's like, oh,
either way,
heroin.
Bless you for sticking around.
Did someone say heroin? Excuse me.
I forgot I had heroin in my pocket. You know?
He's just burning a hole. Well, on that sad note,
speaking
it's also
of that
sad
epidemic.
That we have to say goodbye to our guest, Sebastian Canelli, and to this wonderful audience for sticking around with us
yeah,
at the late
guys.
Hours. Thank you so much for coming.
But you guys don't have to say goodbye to Mr. Canelli.
No,
see him live on this very stage every Friday night at 10:30 p.m. with the law firm.
Yeah.
Yes. And get on Go 90. Watch Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful series.
It's awesome.
Sebastian's amazing in it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing
thanks
it.
Thanks for doing it. I'm on OK Cupid.
No plugs for this. Plugs for it. I'll plug Squatty Potty before I'll plug your OK Cupid profile.
Wait, but may I ask, what is your OK Cupid name?
Little baby boy, 6969.
That's so
I'm getting. Does anyone have a. Yeah. If that's true,
does
I will.
Have a pen?
I will trim your pubes for 2 months.
It's just my name.
It's just your straight up name.
It's cool.
Is OKCupid still going?
Murf and I are both on OKCupid.
We are.
We're married to each other.
Yeah, because Diana refused to get, because I have no way to access my profile. I set up its own email and I can't get off. Diana says she won't cancel hers until I cancel mine.
If your options are open, so are mine.
Oh, these are conversations for our fucking 10-year wedding anniversary. Not for 1 a.m. But thank you, everyone.
Thank
for
you
for coming out tonight.
We love you.
We love you.
Let's blast that outro music.
Oh, let's blast.
Let's go cop some dope off that gentleman who wandered out.
Where the dope at?
Thank you.
Hey, all you lovers. Don't miss a very special Valentine's Day Eve live After Dark show.
Ooh, that's right. Monday, February 13th, 9:30 p.m. at the UCB East Village Theater.
Can't wait to see you there, lovers.
Ooh. Yeah.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.